All right, if everybody could turn to Psalms 55. I want to share on difference or the importance of hearing and listening. And there is a major difference. All right, Psalm 55, verse 17. It says, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Somehow the psalmist knew that when at evening, morning, and noon, that God would hear their voice. Turn to Hebrews 5. And in verse 7, it says, who in the days of his flesh, talking about Jesus Christ, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. So this is what Webster says hearing is. Hearing is an involuntary process through which noise and vibrations cause the fluid in the ears to move, sending the sound to the brain. In contrast, listening is a voluntary action whereby one makes conscious efforts to understand the sound once it reaches the brain. In other words, hearing is a sense and listening is a learned skill. It's a big difference because, like Rube and Mom, they have hearing aids because they don't hear so well. It's not that they don't want to hear, it's not that they're lacking in other, they just can't hear. So, but with listening, that's a whole different, you're attentive. You're going to pay attention to what's being said. You hear someone's talking to you, so you decide in your brain that you're going to pay attention. So Jesus Christ had to learn who his Father was, right? And I'm sure he read Psalm 55 and heard about him and learned that his Father would make a conscious effort to understand the cry, the voice of his Son. Turn to Psalm 5. And you'll see just how wonderful this whole thing really is. It's not a criticism to anybody, but just another way to bless one another and to bless God, really. Psalm 5. And verse 3. It says, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. It's me, God. It's me. And how wonderful that God, all of a sudden now, that's Terry. Oh, that's Maria. Oh, that's Anthony. And he's paying attention. That's him. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. And this word to hear, I mean, there's only one time the word listen is used, but the word hear, if you look it all up, it's to intelligently or attentively listen. You know, it's with a purpose. So turn to Psalm 27. And these psalmists, you know, they grew in all that. You know, they counted on God. And they learned, Jesus Christ learned from them. The whole psalm is just beautiful. Psalm 27. Verse 7, it says, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. You know, just when you're listening to me, God, when you're attentively listening to me, when I cry with my voice, he says, have your extraordinary kindness upon me and answer me. How sweet is that? That's just sweet. You know, we just think we're just talking. He's attentively listening. He's always wanting to do something. And sometimes just when somebody is really attentively listening, that ministers to somebody. if you really believe that God's hearing you, oh my God, you can have such a great peace about you, right? Mm-hmm. Then Psalm 28, I'll try and keep it in order. verse 2. And again, hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy temple. Again, they just who doesn't want to be heard? You know what I mean? People want to be honestly heard. They don't want to hear like a Charlie Brown, the teacher, wah, 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 wah. You know what I mean? People want to be heard. Turn to Psalm 119. And verse 149.
I'm sorry, I missed the name of the book.
Psalm 119, 149. It says, hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. Isn't that sweet? God, you're so loving and kind. He knew that about him. And he wanted him to hear him according to that. What do you even say to that? Oh Lord, quicken me according to thy judgments. And God's judgments are so wonderful, right? So you want to be made alive. You want to be heard in his loving kindness. And you want his judgments to just be that for you. Because they're always going to be just. They're always fair for us. Psalm 130. And verse 2. So, Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. It was a common thread with these people. You know, they just loved God. They loved that he would listen. And you're just, just pay attention to me, God. And, you know, I need your help, right? So, go to Psalm 34. Backtracking. And verse 6 says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. He cried to God, and then because God was listening, he wasn't just, oh, it's him talking. Whatever, he probably has the same need. No, God would never. You know, he's attentively listening, and then he is going to, what verse was I in? 6.
Six.
He cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. He knew how to help. You know, you cry, he knows how to help. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Go to verse 15. And the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. He not only listening, he's constantly watching out for us. They're upon us all the time. He doesn't tire of it. He doesn't need a nap after it. He doesn't need anything. His eyes are upon us. It's so sweet, right? And his ears are open unto our cry. That's our God. And then go to Psalm 103. And to get to, you know, it's building a relationship, just like you do with anybody else, with your friends, your spouses, whomever. You know, you work at it if it's important to you, right? You just do. Nobody's perfect. We all know that. But you just keep working on things, and especially with God. And he'll teach you, he'll guide you, he'll deliver you, he'll heal you, whatever your need is, in order for you to live this life great. Like this psalmist, we're not going to read the whole thing, but it's just, he's just telling himself, reminding himself what to do. And I love that. And just go to, am I in the right one? Oh, I am in the wrong one. And he's just telling himself, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And again, we've been taught that means you don't have to remember them all. Just don't forget them all. And that's really sweet. You know, and he forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you or surrounds you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Those are just some things he will do for you as he attentively watches for you and attentively listens to you. But you have to talk to him. Let's see. And then, what else? And then he satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Mm-hmm. Isn't that nice? Mm-hmm. Because he cares about what you're saying. He cares about what's in your heart. And so we all love to be heard, and so does God. Go to 1 Samuel chapter 8. So he will listen, and then we have a duty also to listen to him, which is pretty sweet. Like even that record in Hebrews, you know, about Jesus Christ. I mean, he knew God was gonna, I mean, can you imagine? None of us will have to go through that. But he cried and cried, and he knew he was gonna be taken care of. That's incredible. But yet, because that's human nature, we cry to God. And sometimes it is tears. Sometimes you're just like, ah, you know. But it doesn't matter. He just wants to help. He wants to help. 1 Samuel 8, verse 4. And this is talking about, you'll find out. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Samuel was a man of God, right? Mm-hmm. He loved God. He listened to God. He attentively listened to God, and he heard things. And this is a great record of that. Anyway, verse 5, and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the other nations. Because he had given responsibility to, Samuel had given responsibilities to his sons, and they weren't doing like how Samuel did. So they're like, we want a king then, make us a king. So, verse 6, it says, But the thing displeased Samuel. When they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. Where did he go with that thought? Mm-hmm. He went right to God. Really? I've done what you've wanted, and now this is what they want? What do I do? God already knew. He's always already looking out. Verse 7. And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. Isn't that sad? I mean, that's really sad. So, you know, they could have taken God at his word. Just because Samuel's sons weren't doing, you know, what Samuel would have done didn't mean God still wasn't going to take care of them and provide a way. So he said, you know, people have free will. God can't override free will. So he said, let them do what they want to do. But if it would, this is what they want, then God had his opinion too on how it was to be done, right? And the word hearken is to perceive, to give a listen. And that word hearken too is used 150 different times. And it's neat. And it all has to do with perception and giving a listen. Go to Deuteronomy 28. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Verse 2. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord. It's up to us to hearken. You can know the word, you can know the word, you can know the word. But unless you really give it a listen, really decide to put it on and take God at his word, we won't see that. We won't see what we need to see. So he's telling these, if you'll hearken, if you'll actually do what I want you to do, oh my goodness, look what I'll do for you. And then verse 15, 1-5, same chapter. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. It just goes on and on. So like, if you decide to hearken, give attentive listening to it, you'll be blessed. And if not, there can be, you just don't receive what God would have for you, really is what it is. And turn to Proverbs. I'll close there. So it's fun, you know what I mean? And you figure, you know, like with each other, you know someone's talking anyway. Why not just listen? Right? Why not just give a listen? It's not that hard. It takes a little more energy. But well worth it. You'll really bless each other. And more importantly, you'll really bless God. And it, as far as your like confidence in him to what he says, the fight will be out of you. You want to know what he has to say. But anyway, Proverbs 8. Not even there. And verse 32 and 33. Now therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways, right? Hearken unto me, my children. Amazing. And for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. That should be good enough for us. You know, like just, I know with people it's different, but I'm talking about really when you're listening to what God has to say, when you're not just going through the motions of, I prayed, whatever, and you have no anticipation of that, the fact that he heard you, that he's looking out for you, that what won't he do for you, that he's got a way for you, we'll miss out. But, evening and morning and at noon, while I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. That's God, and he'll be sure to bless us. Okay?